Welcome to part two of Songs I've Been Meaning to Play, and I'm J.D. Doyle. On my Queer Music Heritage show for August, all the artists you'll hear on this part will be from out of the United States. Okay, think drag queens from Italy, inspired by the Andrews Sisters, and you'll get La Sorelle Marinette. Their debut album from 2008 is called Non se non importa niente, which, according to their site, means We Don't Give a Damn. Most of the songs are sung in Italian, but here's one in English, sort of an homage to Cher, simply called Cher Medley.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside, and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's all sad that you're leaving. Next time to believe it. After all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one, huh? Do you believe in life and love? I kinda feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, though. Do you believe in life and love? Dove l'amore, dove l'amore, I cannot tell you of my love, here is my story. I sing a love song, sing it for you alone. Though you're a thousand miles away, love's feeling so strong. Come to me, baby, don't keep me waiting. Another night without you here, and I go crazy. There is no other, there is no other. No other love can take your place or match the beauty of your face. I'll keep on singing till the day I'll carry away. Sing along. Them all to you, and you love me, love me, love me like you used to.
From Sorel Marinette, I went to the late 80s English group The Kitchens of Distinction with its openly gay lead singer and writer, Patrick Fitzgerald. That band released several excellent albums but never quite caught mainstream attention. The song Four Men came from their 1992 album, The Death of Cool. Okay, so far that's been music from Italy and England. On to the Netherlands and one of their prolific artists, Jan Rot. He had some mainstream releases in that country in the 80s with very gay lyrics, and I'm going to share with you two of them. First from 1987, Sweet Surrender.
Sweeter than
Sweet Surrender was a cover version of a song made famous by Elvis, the song Just Tell 'Em Jim Said Hello, which Jan Rutt released in 1984. Here's another artist from Holland who now lives in Spain and has maintained sort of a cult status in Europe. His name is Richenel, and he first recorded in 1978, with material over the years ranging from jazz to dance. I discovered him on MySpace, where I heard the song I'm sharing with you. It came from an album called Aries from 1989, but there's essentially no chance of tracking that album down. It was only sold at concerts, and the artist himself does not have a copy. But he was nice enough to send me an MP3 of the song. It's called My Lover Sleeps.
Liebling, dreh dich ruhig noch mal um. Schlaf noch ein wenig. Mm-hmm.
my arms. Never imagined it would feel so right. Your body close to mine, so nice and warm. So now you finally realize what you missed. Surprise, real friendship does exist. Listening to your breath, all worries gone. Now we're together and it feels like one.
Oh,
Richenelle and My Lover Sleeps, and he's told me he plans to reissue that song on an album hopefully in the next year. And my next artist lives in Germany, and I also discovered him on MySpace. His name is Rainer Sawicki Terwort. But on his album, called Patchwork, he just goes by The Geezer. The song I picked is called When a Man Loves a Man. And on to Australia for Jacob Diefenbach, a young and very cute artist who is probably an acquired taste, with his piano-driven, explicit lyrics that explore sometimes dark subjects. His website says this album, Ripping Stories for Boys, are tales from the other side of pride. How could I resist? Check out his song, Aryan Boy.
Everybody wants an Aryan boy. Everybody wants a midnight toy. Uncut and thick for you to enjoy. We like them young and a little coy. Everybody wants a nice tight place. two blue jewels on the pale white face, the finest meat in the human race is Aryan boy.
Jacob Diefenbach and Aryan Boy from his 2006 album, Ripping Stories for Boys. Next is another obscure song, and in this case, one not released. I got it from a concert recording video online by one of my favorite television actors. He's John Barrowman, and I've become addicted to his science fiction show on the BBC, Torchwood, where, get this, he's a gay actor playing a gay hero. But I first became aware of him in 2004 when he appeared with Kevin Kline in the movie The Lovely, playing Cole Porter's male lover. Barrowman was born in Scotland, but his family moved to the U.S. when he was 9, and he was back in the U.K. by 1990. He's much more known for his stage and television work, but has recorded several CDs. I couldn't wait to bring you his version, with some pronoun changes, of the song The Wizard and I from Wicked.
Did that really just happen? Have I actually understood? This weird quirk I have tried to suppress or hide is a talent that could help me meet the wizard. Once I prove my worth, and when I meet the wizard, what I've waited for since birth, and with all his wizard wisdom, by my looks he won't be blinded. Do you think the wizard is dumb, or like Munchkin so small-minded? No, he'll say to me, I see who you truly are, a boy on whom I can rely. And that's how we'll begin, the wizard and I. Once I'm with the wizard, my whole life will change. 'Cause once you're with the wizard, no one thinks you're strange. No father is not proud of you. No sister acts ashamed. And all of us has to love you when by the wizard you're acclaimed. And this gift or this curse I have inside, maybe at last I'll know why. When we are hand in hand, the wizard and I. And one day he'll say to me, John, my boy, a boy who is so superior, shouldn't a boy who's so good inside have a matching exterior? And since folks here to an absurd degree seem fixated on your verdigris, would it be alright by you if I degreenify you? My future is unlimited, and I've just had a vision almost like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy and true, the vision's hazy, but I swear someday there'll be a celebration throughout Oz that's all to do with me. Such high esteem, when people see me they will scream for half of Oz's favorite team, the Wizard and I.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Barrowman.
Society decrees. that's not exactly copyright, and it's no privilege, it is a right. It's not a privilege, it is a right.
I doubt that last song has ever been played on the radio, as in 1976, songs proclaiming the right to gay love, well, just did not get aired. It was by British artist Alan Duke, and even the record label of that song was blatant. It was on the Gay Duo label. And the genre British music hall is probably not everyone's taste in music, but this song has some good history to it. It's by Mark Bunyan, who has been an out gay cabaret artist since 1978, and has also written a number of musicals. In 1982, he participated in a benefit concert to raise money for the lesbian and gay switchboards in London, and it was released on vinyl, featuring Tom Robinson on two songs. The album was called Coming Out, Ready or Not, but Mark Bunyan's song was one he was well known for, called Is She One, and he writes the title as S/HE, so he can do verses either asking, is she one or is he one?
High above the city, from scaffolding of steel to strapping scaffolders, a shocking orange peel. Both read their Playboy and smoke their number six and talk about that ref allowing all those penalty kicks. Then one tells the other the news he's heard that day. They say the foreman's girder swings the other way. Is he one? I'd never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one too. Up in the convent, never once to shirk. Two blessed nuns are hard at work. Both spread the gossip to keep up to scratch their knowledge of the convent as they dig the cabbage patch. Sister Bruno's smoking, Sister Agnes eats too much, and Sister George's habit is a thing you shouldn't touch. Is she one? I'd never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one too. Up in the boardroom, beside his penthouse flat, the chairman has invited all the board in for a chat. Gentlemen, I'm sorry, he says, but we've gone bust, so let me make confession to the folks that I most trust. And leaping from the window, he screams, I loved you all! And all the boards start muttering as his stocks begin to fall. Was he one? I'd never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. Well, live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one too. Parish bring and buy sale, Miss Smith and Mrs. Brown are putting up the trestles as they put their best friends down. Miss Smith says Lady Slummit said the membership would build if we held less formal meetings of the town's women's guild. Well, I say sitting naked with her friends Val and Midge, it's not exactly my idea of a friendly hand of bridge. Is she one? I'd never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. Well, live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one too. Midnight in the Commons, while most backbenchers kip, the member for, you guessed it, has a session with the whip. Later in the club room, she has a little grouse about the latest scandal, which may well divide the house. The MP for, well, you know, does things I shouldn't say. I've heard his private member's bill quite exceeds his pay. Is he one? I'd never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one. The football season's with us, they're playing for the cup, and hugging fellows on the field is on the up and up. But later in the showers, the striker's looking black. I'm starting to have doubts, he says, about that new fullback. I thought I was mistaken, but now I realise that as he kissed me for the goal, he said I'd lovely thighs. Is he one? I'd never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you'll still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one. Round at the barracks, where life is tough and hard, two young lieutenants have begun to change the guard. The guard tells the others that he never gets afraid, and he does things in privates when he keeps them on parade. And also Major Swallow does things you'd never guess. I've heard he likes to wallow in another officer's mess. Is he one? I'd never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one too.
Little Pofda, alone in his cell, spare a thought for the Wufda, his life now a hell. This beautiful bum boy is now doing time, his burgling turds such a terrible crime. So he gardens uphill, who are you to judge? Who cares if he's up all night packing fudge? Open your hearts, open your eyes, stand proud and tall, dove, sing to the skies. I'm gay, get over it. I'm gay, get used to it. Yes, wake up, you old codgers, but I like to hold men's todgers. I also love men's bottoms, and I'm not afraid to say that I'm a gay. A proper gay. I'm gay, so live with it. I'm gay, so deal with it. I'm a member of a flock who prefers a bit of cock. Yes, whenever I feel glum, I think of Nigel Herman's bum, because I'm gay. A full-time gay. So I'll say it loud, I'll sing from the roof. I'm Lando Ibrahimovic, number one poof. I'm gay, a real-life gay. I'm I mentioned I was gay. Although I'm short and stocky, I'm a first-class sausage jockey. I've only got a maggot, but I'm proud to be a faggot. Yes, I'm gay, a big fat gay.
He's gay.
A homosexual gay.
He's gay.
A friend of Dorothy. Is it really all that heinous to gobble on a penis? No, I haven't tried it yet, but I'm planning to one day, because I'm gay, a full-time gay, a big fat gay, the only gay. I'm gay!
Oh my. Another song not ready for broadcast radio. And that is really from an English sketch comedy TV show called Little Britain, where the character David often proclaims he's the only gay in the village. He's played by actor Matt Lucas. Louis Fury is a curiosity. Born in Montreal, he's developed a career in which he's a celebrated singer, writer, composer, producer, and actor. His early albums had touches of gay content, but I really don't think he is or was gay, just artistic. Still, I thought you'd like to hear his most gay song, Hustler's Tango, from his 1974 album, which was just called Louis Fury.
You say you want a rap, rap, my baby, and well, you know you've got to pay, pay, pay.
Oh, come on, my friend.
I wanna make a deal.
Oh, my brother, my lover.
Wanna make a deal.
Wanna work with me.
As a teenager, one of the artists I like was Gene Pitney, and no, he wasn't gay, but a song of his from 1967 resurfaced in 1989 in a way that definitely qualifies for this show. British artist Mark Allman recorded the song on his album The Stars We Are in 1988, and that prompted a duet with the two artists for the song Something's Gotten a Hold of My Heart. It reached number one in England for 4 weeks, and as the story goes, Gene Pitney's U.S. record company declined to issue the record in America on the grounds that the buyers would mistake it for a vocal duet by two gay men. Well, here it is anyway. Mark Allman and Gene Pitney with Something's Gotten a Hold of My Heart.
Something's gotten a hold of my heart, keeping my soul and my senses apart. Something's gotten
Hello. another town, don't know its name. An empty feeling just the same. A silent drive, another show. To a lonely hotel room I'll go. At times like these I miss you so. But a thousand hands applaud tonight. I sing my songs, my star shines bright. I stop and smile, I take my bow. I leave the stage and then somehow backstage I'm lonely. Backstage I cry, you've gone away. And each night I seem to die a little. Out on that stage I play the star. I'm famous now, I've come so far. A famous fool, I let love go. I didn't know I'd miss you so. Backstage I'm lonely. Backstage I cry, hating myself since I let you say goodbye. Every night a different club, and yet I'm lonely all the time. When I sign my autograph, when I hold an interview, can't get you out of my mind. Come back, my love, come back to me. I need you now, so desperately. What good is fame? It's just a game. I'd give it all to be the same. Backstage I'll wait now, hoping I'll see your smiling face waiting there. Backstage for me, your smiling face waiting there. Backstage for me.
And that was Mark Almond from his latest album, Stardom Road, doing another Gene Pitney song, Backstage. And, okay, I almost never play hit songs, but as I'm in a Mark Almond mood, here's his song that was a huge hit in 1981 all over the world, from when he and David Ball were the duo Soft Cell, doing their song, Tainted Love.
To pray, but I'm sorry, I don't. Touch me, baby, tainted love. Tainted love.